Blog Talk Radio.
Another fine show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio is the radio show that is changing the world through science and spirituality as we realize that our well-being and our happiness is through our own thoughts. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. I'm so glad you could join me tonight because I want to introduce you to Natasha Abadurum, a certified Law of Attraction life coach and a new host on Law of Attraction Radio Network with her show, Europe's Secret to Success. Natasha is coming to us from Belgium and has opened up a new venue in which all of Europe can participate in her show. Now, if you really stop and think about it, when an understanding of the Law of Attraction goes worldwide, there will be a tremendous shift of consciousness, which only means a happier and healthier society in which this planet will thrive. It can't help but thrive. So I do believe we are coming to the 100th monkey, and with Natasha's show, we will be witnessing something magnificent. Yes, it's such an exciting time to be alive. So let's take a fast break and be right back. Come discover Canada's most unique and inspirational events, the Body, Soul, and Spirit Expo. Explore the many ways to improve your life mentally, physically, and spiritually as you expand your own consciousness. Attend seminars and workshops with the world's most life-changing authors, experts, and speakers. Body, Soul, Spirit Expo events are throughout Canada to fit your schedule, and with inspirational speakers such as shamanic best-selling author Dr. Stephen Farmer and superfood guru David Wolf. To find a Body, Soul, Spirit Expo that you would like to attend, go to www.bodysoulspiritexpo.com. That's bodysoulspiritexpo.com. Access your forgotten abilities to create a happy and joyful life that is filled with abundance through the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Listen to shows that will inspire and uplift your consciousness, required to fulfill your desires, by downloading your favorite shows to your MP3 player. Join us at loaradionetwork.com. That's loaradionetwork.com. Come aboard. Join us for a very exciting and transformative experience on Law of Attraction Radio Network's Cruise to Transformation. All of our talk show hosts are inviting you to their workshops aboard Carnival Cruise Lines out of the Port of San Diego to Ensenada, located in Baja California. Three glorious nights aboard the cruise ship Elation as we depart on November 6, 2009. We will mix and mingle and learn together as our team of experts set out to take you on a mystical journey of transformation. You will understand how truly magnificent you are as you discover the awesome power of your connection to the field through sheer joy. We want you to come because through you, this knowledge will ripple out to the world. The entire three-day cruise is so affordable, you can even request payments. Contact your favorite host and tell them to sign me up. Sign up today to reserve your spot. It's easy and affordable because it's how we're going to change the world through knowledge, joy, and pure excitement. So come along, join us as we learn, play, form deep new friendships, and become transformed. For more information, go to loaradionetwork.com. That's loaradionetwork.com. see you aboard the Elation on November 6th. And we're back. I just want to mention that people are still signing up for the cruise, and we can still squeeze you on. If you get an urge or a huge desire to come aboard, just send me an email. Let me know how I can help make this a reality for you. All I can say is that those who are coming are supposed to come. There is a reason. So contact me. Let me know how I can help get you on board. This is a life-changing cruise. And I want to let everybody know to write down this date, October 11th. We are having a live broadcast in Cyrus World, and then a big, huge party afterwards in which you can take a car ride tour of Cyrus, or you can take a speedboat or a hot air balloon ride, or play with brand new games there. That's Sunday, October 11th. The show starts at 5 p.m. Pacific, which is 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you want to come in and get your bodies or avatars before the show, just go to uofattraction.com. That's the letter U of attraction.com, and it will give you instructions on how you can set up a beautiful new bod for you. Just remember, this is absolutely free, so come on in and be active participant in creating your reality self in the land of the law of attraction in Cyrus World. I look forward to meeting all of you there. Now, let's talk to Europe's Secret to Success with Natasha Aberdurum. Originally from the UK, Natasha now lives in Belgium, where she has a thriving law of attraction coaching business that combines emotional freedom techniques, better known as EFT, and the law of attraction. Natasha is eager to let the world know that you no longer need to live life by default. Natasha is all about teaching people how to create and manifest. Her show, which airs every Monday evening at 7 p.m. in Belgium, also can be heard at 10 a.m. on Monday Pacific Time or 1 p.m. Eastern Time. No matter where you are on this planet, you can tune in for some ever-expanding knowledge on the law of attraction by listening to Europe's Secret to Success. Take a peek at her host page on Law of Attraction Radio Network. Welcome, Natasha. Let's start off by having you give some background as to how you got involved with the law of attraction.
Like most people on this planet, life doesn't go as smoothly or run in exactly the way that we expect it to. And my life was really no different to most people's out there. I come from very lucky, a very loving family, but my parents divorced when I was quite young. We weren't the richest of families. In fact, we were quite poor. And from a very early age, I made a huge decision that I was going to be a career girl and that I was going to be the one in the family that was going to bring the money in and look after everybody. And, you know, at 11 years old, that's quite a responsibility. So my life really took me on that never-ending search of trying to find money through work. And it wasn't really until I found out about law of attraction what I was actually doing. I was actually chasing money rather than allowing it to come to me. That's a completely different story. So throughout my life, I went to university. I started working. And it kind of got to a point where I just wasn't happy with what I was doing. My life wasn't particularly going in a great direction. So I decided that I was going to leave the UK and go and do 3 months traveling. Well, those 3 months took me on a 7-year stay away from home, where I really grew up, really started to understand myself in certain ways. And I was really, you know, searching for something, but I wasn't quite sure what I was searching for. And during this time, I changed job several times. I moved house more times than I care to imagine. And still, I was trying to find something that just wasn't quite fitting in for me. And what I realise now is that I was actually searching for something that was on the inside, but I was searching for it on the outside. So things like money, you know, nice clothes, trying to find a decent boyfriend, trying to find a nice house, all these kinds of things that were giving me temporary enjoyment, but they weren't completely fulfilling me. And the more I would get to a point where I'd have such a huge high because I would think everything was going great, the lows were becoming deeper and deeper, and I had really no idea what that, you know, what those lows meant. Until a couple of years ago, when I was going through another one of those moments, my job wasn't great. In fact, I really didn't enjoy what I was doing. I wasn't earning that much money because I was in a sales job. In fact, I've been in sales positions since leaving university, chasing the money. And, you know, the more you chase, it just doesn't come to you. So I was back in that motion of chasing the money, not enjoying my job, feeling like something was missing. And I knew that I wanted to do something, but I just didn't know what that something was. So I started writing things down. I want a career that I love. I want to be able to do something that means something to me. I just want to know what it is, all these kinds of things. And I was writing it down in all different kinds of places. And one day, my best friend bought me the book, The Secret, and I read the book. And from that moment that I read the book, I knew there was something very, very special in there. I didn't actually make the connection to all the writings that I'd been doing, asking for, you know, this wonderful new career until quite a few months later. But I really resonated with the book, and I really, you know, took it as my little Bible, you know, that I could make a difference to my life. I just had to, you know, watch what I was thinking about and where my feelings were going and stuff like that. So for the first couple of months, you know, the book was great. I was changing my thought patterns. I was feeling as though I had more energy. And I was really inspired that I could really make a difference in my life. And then a couple of months later, I kind of thought, well, this is okay. I've got checks all over my wall. You know, I've got all of these things that I'm doing that the book says, but things just aren't moving as quickly as what they were in the beginning. You know, the real things that I wanted, which was the career and, you know, and more money and everything else, they just still weren't coming to me. So I thought, okay, so there's got to be something more to this. So I did a bit of research, and I came across the Law of Attraction Training Center. And they were doing a certified Law of Attraction course. And I thought, okay, so let's do this course and let's find out a little bit more about this Law of Attraction. And I have to say that it literally went from there. And I live and breathe Law of Attraction now, which is, you know, quite amazing, because I have things coming into my life that I could never have dreamed a few years ago. So my introduction to it was really because I was utilizing Law of Attraction principles, i.e. I was writing down what I wanted, and the universe listened to me, bought me the book, and then took me on that journey of finding the Law of Attraction Training Center. And after doing a couple of modules there, my life really started to transform. And that's when I really realized that I had to do this as a profession. And the universe brought it to me, and in a very short space of time, which was just wonderful. So that was my introduction to it.
You know, what's really interesting is how you knew intuitively to start with all the affirmations, to start writing down things, to start doing vision boards, even before you knew that you were creating your future. Isn't that something?
Yeah, and I was doing it without even realizing it. And the best thing about it was that I live in Belgium, and I have to say the clothes shops here aren't the same as the clothes shops in England. So I would cut out pictures of all these different kinds of clothes that I'd want to buy when I was going back home on a trip. And it just so happened that I'd cut out about 20 or 30 different pictures of shoes and handbags and coats and all that kind of stuff. And I was putting them on my fridge with a magnet so that I would remember that when I went back to the UK, these were all the things that I wanted to buy. And it was almost like I was setting the whole thing in motion, ready to receive this book, The Secret. Because when I received it Christmas Day, it took me a couple of days, before I actually started reading it. And when I started reading it, I was like, oh yeah, okay, this is good. And, you know, most people need to have proof that law of attraction is real. Because otherwise, you know, you can tend to think that it's just hocus pocus, that somebody has just made up, so that we all have this positive mental attitude. But for me, it showed me the proof almost immediately, because there was this certain pair of shoes that I was dying to buy. Jules, they were die for shoes. I had to have them. So I'd been looking at this picture for about 3 months at these shoes, saying, yeah, I'm going to have them. By the time I got to the UK, I went to 3 shops and they didn't have the shoes. And I thought, okay, so I'm going to try and buy these shoes online. I went online and I bought the shoes and I was so happy, only to find 2 days later an email in my message box saying, we're really sorry, but these shoes are out of stock. And I thought, you know what, I'm not destined to have these shoes. Now, remember, I've only just sort of learned about law of attraction. In fact, at this point, I hadn't even learned about law of attraction. So it's the 2nd or 3rd of January, and I've travelled from Birmingham to London in the UK. And on the way to London, I was thinking how I could get my boyfriend to come out and do some shopping with me. He doesn't enjoy shopping, but I really wanted to take him into London to do some shopping. Anyway, through one thing and another, he decided himself that he needed to go and buy a tie. So we're walking around London, and I'm thinking about this law of attraction and how, you know, these shoes that I'd tried to buy previously, I thought I wasn't going to ever get them. At this point, now I know about law of attraction, I'm thinking, I'm going to get those bloody shoes. I'm going to have those shoes. So we wandered around, and all of a sudden we've turned a corner and I've seen the shop where these shoes are sold, and I stopped in my tracks and I jumped up and down and I said to Chris, my boyfriend, the shoes are in there. The shoes are in there. I know the shoes are in there and I'm going to get a discount on them. And he went, oh my God, you're crazy. You know, I walked into that shop, Jules, and there were those precious shoes. And they were half price. Everywhere for them, couldn't find them. As soon as I just knew, and that was law of attraction in action, that was my proof. And from that moment on, I never, ever stopped believing. Because you're absolutely right. What was I doing? I'd got a little vision board of all these clothes that I wanted to buy, including these adorable shoes. And at one point, before I had read the book, I thought I was never going to get them. Once I read the book, I realized those shoes are mine and I'm going to find them. I'd been looking at them for every day for 3 months, you know. And so, yeah, absolutely. I had been manifesting without even realizing it.
I love that story. It's great. Now, let's talk about a controversial issue. You know, some teachers believe that you need to take action, and some believe that, no, you can just think it and it comes to be. It appears you used action to find your shoes.
Yeah, to be honest with you, it was a little bit of both, because at one point I had let go that I was going to actually be able to have them, but at the same time I was still taking action without realizing it. I was still taking action because I was still going out knowing in my mind that I was going to have the shoes. So it was a little bit of both. I had let go before I had read the book, The Secret, before I knew about law of attraction. I had let go of having those shoes. I thought, it's not going to happen, I'm not going to have them. But then once I'd read the book and I knew the 3-step process, I was absolutely sure that I was going to get those shoes. I didn't know how, I didn't know when, but I was positive I was going to get them. So that when I did see that shop, it was, yes, they're in there, they're mine, and they're half price. I really believe that you have to have an element of letting go, because otherwise you can start to obsess about the how and the whens and the wheres. But once you let go of how you're going to manifest whatever it is, it makes it so much easier for the universe to bring it to you. However, you still have to take some kind of action, because you can lie on the sofa thinking, yes, I want this and I want this and I want this and I want this, but you never actually leave your house for it to come to you. And that's no amount of, positive thinking is going to bring that to you unless you actually take action and get out of the house and go, go and at least, start meeting people and doing things, not necessarily relating to exactly what you want, but actually getting out there, you know. And this is really quite important, because I think there are some people who have read the book and haven't taken, taken the role of creating their own life any further after the book, because it was, a misconception that all you had to do was change your thoughts and your feelings and let go. There has to be an element of action in there, I believe.
Yeah, I agree. Letting go is the biggest key to it all. It's just to let go. Natasha, you stated that when you started your show, you wanted to bring the law of attraction to Europe in a form that they can understand. So tell me what it's like in Europe. Do people know about it? Is it becoming prevalent? What is it like in Europe?
It is prevalent over here. It's growing and growing. More and more people are realizing that they can create the lives that they want. But it's not as evident as what it is, in the USA, for example. There are law of attraction coaches here. There are lots of people who are doing energy work, like emotional freedom techniques. And, law of attraction and EFT, they're completely entwined. So there is definitely an understanding of it over here, but we're just a little bit behind. We're not as far forward as what you guys are. You know, if you think about, people like Joe Vitale and Bob Proctor and all the people that have really, bought the law of attraction to us, all these people are in the USA or Canada or Australia. However, we are really lucky that you guys are coming over here, especially to the UK. I know that the lovely Louise Hay is in London next weekend on her I Can Do It tour. I know that Esther and Jerry Hicks have brought Abraham over to the UK and so on and so forth. So it is becoming more recognised over here. And I would probably say it's more recognised in the expatriate communities rather than in the local communities. But we are getting there, which is the great thing. So for me to start the show, it was really important that I gave people a European representative that was going to help them, lead them on their way to completely attracting a life that they love. Because, of course, we know it's not just about attracting a pair of shoes or, attracting a new car. It goes to a much, much deeper level. This really is a spiritual awakening. And for a lot of people in Europe especially, it can be quite scary just because of different cultures and societies and so on. But we are getting there. And I think the Europeans are becoming more open as well than what we have been in definitely in the last few years anyway.
Would you say that perhaps Europe is maybe old tradition religion, and so they're kind of shifting away from that into a new way of thinking?
Quite possibly. Religion is very prevalent in Europe. When you're brought up in a certain way of believing certain things, it's really difficult to change your views and change your opinions. I was brought up Jewish until my parents separated, And then after that, I didn't have much to do with the Jewish religion. However, there were certain things that were inbred. There were certain things that were instilled in me regarding the Jewish religion that didn't serve me. I don't believe that they served me. And it's only actually been recently that I've been able to let go of those beliefs through all of the work that I've done on myself, you know. So I think it is very, very difficult to go from one way of thinking to really changing your mindset to something different. And when we start talking about, you know, we are spiritual beings having a human experience, for a lot of people that can be so way out there. But I think you really have to go through that process, which is why I think the book The Secret was so magnificent, because it really opened the eyes of a lot of people. Because once you've read that book, you're going to do one of three things with it. You're going to toss it in the bin and say, that's a load of rubbish, and you're going to stay the skeptic. You're going to read it and say, yeah, that was great. I'm going to, you know, start attracting things into my life by thinking about things and visualizing and then not go any further. Or you're going to read the book and you're going to say, yeah, this sounds good. You start manifesting in all the ways the book talks about, but then you need to take it a step further. And that's where you go from, you know, consciously changing your life to attract something better to subconsciously, you know, changing your mindset, really going much deeper and beginning to understand yourself in a very, very different way. And I think perhaps, you know, the openness is starting to happen here. That change is starting to happen, which is wonderful. It's just taken us a little bit longer.
And now, because of you, they are going to be on the fast track of learning the law of attraction. Let me ask you something else. You had mentioned that you were not manifesting. It was not coming fast enough for you. So you decided to go to law of attraction school. Did you know at that time that you were going to become a coach?
Not at all. In fact, it took me from the March to the July of doing some, you know, whilst I was working, doing some real serious work, which when I say serious work, I was reading everything I could. I was listening to audios. I was taking people's newsletters and reading them. I was doing my course. Plus, I was, you know, doing all the tools that they give you. I had learned about EFT, so I started, you know, clearing some of my own stuff. I completely got in tune with who I was through understanding what my emotions meant. I did tons of work, actually, for those few months. And it wasn't until I got to a point of, yeah, you know, I'm feeling so much better, and I've gone in such a short space of time, I've gone from really, really low to understanding why I was feeling so low, to really taking on board that life is, you know, life isn't what we think it is. It's much deeper than that. And it was at that point that I realized that I could help other people do the same. And it was such a deep knowing. It was all I could think about. It was all that was on my mind. It was all I wanted to do. I need to do this. I need to get this information out to people, because it is so important. And if I'm searching for it, then I can guarantee there are millions of people out there who are also searching for it. And it was really at that point that I realized that I had to do this as a profession.
And we're all so glad that you did. Let's talk about EFT. You said earlier that it goes hand in hand with the law of attraction. What did you mean?
EFT, emotional freedom techniques, really works at a subconscious level to basically clear the clutter. And what I mean by that is that from the moment that we're born until 6 years old, we only have a subconscious mind, and it's like a sponge. And you hear people say, you know, children, you know, they're like a sponge, they take everything in. And that's exactly what we're doing. We don't have a conscious mind. The logical part of our brain hasn't been formed. So all we're doing is taking everything in, everything in, everything in. And this is where we're developing our values, our attitudes, our beliefs. And it doesn't necessarily mean that our values, attitudes and beliefs and feelings and so on and so forth are actually serving us. Okay, so if you think of a child that maybe gets told off by mom because mom's doing something and she's busy, the child under 6 years old can't always understand that mom's busy washing up or ironing, whatever it might be that she's doing, and she, you know, the child can't get attention at that point in time. They can't rationalize that behavior. So at some level, that child has taken in what's happened and has made a belief or made a decision at that point in time about what's going on there. And it could be anything from mom doesn't love me, mom's abandoning me, you know, I'm not good enough. And this is where we form all those beliefs about ourselves. So, of course, we get to 6, 7 years old and the conscious part of our brain has started to form. Now, as a protection mechanism, which is what our subconscious actually is, it's actually there to protect us and look after us and make sure that we wake up tomorrow. At that particular point, at 7 years old, that's when we start to become conscious. So we then go up through life, and all these beliefs that we've learned under 6 years old, we then take them into adulthood. And really, most people as adults are walking around pretending to be adults, but they're actually acting through a child's beliefs and understandings, which is why some people can't even understand why they react in a certain way to certain things, you know? So what EFT does, it actually can work on a subconscious level to start changing those beliefs and those attitudes and those values that we've been brought up with. Because actually, we are a product of not just our parents, but we're a product of their parents and teachers and society and religion and siblings and so on and so forth. And actually, we end up growing up most of the time not really knowing who we are on that deep level, because we've taken on so many other people's values, attitudes and beliefs that they're not actually our own. And that's where I was going through my void, you know, feeling like something was missing, because I was so detached from the real me, I didn't know who me was. And when you don't know who you are, when you don't have that identity, that's when you feel as though your whole world is falling down. You know, you're searching for something more than what you've got, but you don't understand what it is. So with EFT, what I was doing with myself, I was healing past traumas and I was gaining this awareness of myself that I'd never had before. And that's when I started to become connected with myself again. And that's when I had the realization that, my goodness me, all these years, all I've been searching for is me, you know, me on that, you know, on that inner level, that inner purpose. And EFT really enables you to do that. So EFT helps you on the, you know, attracting what it is that you want. Because if you've got a belief that you're not good enough and that you can't succeed in whatever area, then you can't outperform your own self-esteem. You can't outperform your own beliefs, you know. So EFT really helps to collapse those beliefs that are limiting, that are no longer serving you, and helps you to really move forward in your life in a completely different way than you could ever. I work with people on all different kinds of levels. I have a lot of people who come to see me for pure EFT because they have a particular issue, whether it's an ache or a pain, or whether it's negative thinking, whether it's, you know, past memories that they want to work on, and they've been looking for a solution, they've heard about EFT, and then they come to me for that kind of clearing. The coaching that I do utilizes EFT at a point where I think that they need to have EFT to take themselves to their next level. So I teach people about law of attraction so that they understand that they are in control of their lives, and no matter what they bring into their life, whether positive or negative, it's all through their own doing. So first of all, I give them that understanding that they can create a life they love. They just have to change their mindset and start realizing that life isn't just happening to them. They're making their life happen, you know, whether it's positive or negative. So I give them that understanding. Then the first thing I do, it doesn't matter, Jules, whether they're coming to me because they want to lose weight, whether they want to change career, whether it's because they're thinking negative thoughts, whatever it might be, I always start around the value they place on themselves. Because what I find is that most people, 95% of my clients, and that's me included, didn't value or don't value themselves enough. And I give them that understanding that they have to have a relationship with themselves first before they can have a relationship with anything else in their life. Whether it's a good health relationship or a wealth relationship or a career relationship, whatever it is, they have to start connecting with themselves and understanding themselves and actually give themselves the recognition that they deserve rather than trying to find it externally. And this is a huge awakening for so many people. I use a little expression which I love. When my clients come and see me, it's almost like they've got blinkers on. You know the horses that have blinkers and they can only see forward?
Mm-hmm.
So once I start giving them the tools and the techniques for them to connect with themselves again, it's like their blinkers have come off. Because all of a sudden they can see 360 degrees around them. And everything that they see has always been there. It's just that they have been stopping themselves from seeing it. And they won't even know that they've done it. They've just needed somebody to help them take those blinkers off so that they can connect with themselves again and see the world for what it is.
Love it. Well said. Have you noticed that the law of attraction or the basic understanding of the law of attraction keeps on expanding? Even within the last couple of years, it's going in all directions and even more information is flowing to us. Do you find that to be true as well?
Yeah, and it is truly wonderful because all those skeptics out there can no longer be skeptical because the science proves it, you know. And I watched a DVD a couple of days ago, one of Bruce Lipton's DVDs. He wrote the book Biology of Belief. And I have to say, I was almost crying. In fact, tears were rolling down my cheeks because the way that he was explaining, you know, pretty much what law of attraction is was just absolutely out of this world. You know, it's going from level to level to level. And it's really as more people are waking up, as more people are moving through, you know, the higher levels of consciousness, as we're all raising our levels of consciousness, people are finding new ways of explaining how this, you know, phenomena actually works. And it's truly, truly amazing. You know, once we start seeing things and understanding things from a scientific point of view, it's really, really what I think, it's really giving us that understanding that we didn't have all those years ago when people like Einstein were trying to tell us what, you know, what was going on, you know. But yeah, absolutely, it is going from one level to a completely different level, and it's just absolutely wonderful because it's really giving, you know, more people the opportunity to live a life that is truly wonderful for them, because science is now proving that we can do that.
Well, Bruce Lipton happens to be one of our favorites. As a matter of fact, he's coming on the show next month, and we're going to be talking about all of this new stuff coming up.
Ah, brilliant, brilliant. He is, oh, the what he has uncovered is just, it's just truly amazing, absolutely truly amazing. Carl Dawson, who I interviewed last week, he was in Belgium. I brought him over to Belgium to do an EFT training course. And he did 2 days of teaching matrix re-imprinting, which is his new cutting-edge technique that's used with EFT. And what he's actually teaching is how we can change what's happened in the past through using the versions of us. He calls them the echoes that are stuck in one particular place on a completely different dimension, where we as echoes are stuck reliving traumas over and over and over again. And with his matrix reimprinting, we're going into completely different realms to heal the past, where there is no time and there is, you know, there is no space. It's, you know, it's unbelievable what's happening now.
Wow, that sounds really exciting.
It's phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. You know, we are at a point where we can heal ourselves. You know, we've always been able to do this, but we just lost the understanding of how we could do it. And now people are stepping up to the plate and bringing us this information. And it's just changing everything. You know, I had abnormal cervix cells for 10 years. I had them from when I was 22, 23 years old. And I never really bothered with them. They were there, okay. I had to go for regular checkups. And then last year, I had a letter come through basically saying, the cells have got worse. You need to come in and see us. Now, the moment that I read that letter, I panicked. You know, what's the first thing you think of when cells have changed and everything else? You think the big C, and that's all that was on my mind. And law of attraction says you get what you think about and you'll find what you're searching for. I went on the internet, and what was I searching for? Abnormal cervix cells and cancer. So everything was proving to me that my bad cells had got worse and I was going to get cancer. Now, of course, at this point, I'm understanding law of attraction and EFT and everything else. But because of our old way of thinking, or my old way of thinking, this is a real opportunity for me to put into practice everything that I'd learned. Because when I went to the hospital and they said to me, we've got to remove them, before I could even think of anything else, the first thing that came to my mind was, I am healing these cells. Nobody is going to remove part of my body without me healing or trying to heal myself first. So I went away. I went to see my EFT practitioner. She did some really good work with me. I was using, she had written certain affirmations out for me on a pink index card. And as bizarre as this sounds, I would sleep with those words held to my stomach. I had read the book Hidden Messages in Water by Masaru
Emoto.
Yeah, and I thought, okay, so if he can put pieces of paper on water and he can change crystals based on whatever, or the words will change how those crystals are formed, then I had this thing in my head that I can put these words on this index card on my stomach and they would permeate through my body and they would start healing my cells. And I was just, you know, 5 years ago, if I would have thought of doing that, I would have sent myself to a loony bin, you know. but, you know, all of these things I was taking on board because I really knew that I could heal myself. Earlier this year, I went back and very, very thankfully, my cells have gone completely back to normal. And I've had two tests just to double check, and they are completely normal. And it was only September last year that I was thinking that I had cancer. So it just goes to show that, you know, this isn't just a positive mental attitude. It goes much, much further than that.
What a great story. And again, it shows us that we are the ones that need to take responsibility for our own health. Instead of giving our power away to doctors or whatever to heal us, We're the only ones that have the power to heal us.
You know, had I not done all of this work, I would have gone in there, I would have had those cells removed. And actually, the real reason for me having those cells, which is what I believe now, it wasn't that my body had made a mistake, because our body does not make a mistake. What had actually happened was that I had had some kind of emotional conflict in my life, and it had manifested through the body. And it was my body's way of saying, there's something wrong, heal me. You know, there was some kind of blockage in my body on an emotional level that needed to be fixed. And the only way that it could be fixed was by going in on an energetic level and healing whatever that emotional disruption was. But had I have let the hospital remove those cells, you know, who knows what could have happened? Because actually, I wasn't healing the true reason that I had those abnormal cervix cells. All the medical profession would have done was just masked the problem, and that's the difference.
True, because they're only trained to look for the symptoms and to treat the symptoms. So they're a long way off from the real cause of the disease.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, my aunt was diagnosed, she was very healthy, she was 72 years old, she was very healthy, and she had some back pain. She went to the doctors, and they told her that she had cancer. Within, I think it was 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, she was dead. And she was completely healthy and happy, and everything, you know, everything was great for her. It was at that point, it was just when I'd started to learn about the law of attraction, and I said to my sister, I know we can heal her, but I don't know how to do it. I don't have the understanding of, you know, of how I can do anything to help her right now. And it's only until afterwards, when I started to learn about EFT, and even at this point now, that I understand, you know, what was going on for her. And isn't it funny that so many cancer patients die very, very quickly after they know, or after they've been diagnosed?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's so vital that we get the word out to people that they can cure their own cancer. They can cure their own disease. They are in complete control of their body, truly. Once they understand all of the mental, physical, and emotional, spiritual needs.
But you know, our perception of illnesses and diseases, especially cancer, our perception of cancer is that you die if you've got cancer.
Right.
And that simple perception is what kills people with cancer, you know, because they think the big C word. But if somebody said, oh, you've got a little virus in your back or a virus on your chest, that's not going to have the same kind of impact as if you're told that you've got cancer, because of our perception of what cancer is, you know. And most people will, even if they've been misdiagnosed, a lot of people will still develop the cancer anyway because they believe that they've got it, because they've been told. And that is the, you know, that is the power of the medical profession. Now, I'm not saying that the medical profession are wrong or they're bad, because they certainly have a place.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that there are alternative ways for us to heal. We've just got to find them.
Absolutely. And if you notice, alternative medicine is safe because they don't use medicine. They don't use drugs. They use the holistic approach. And that's why people should be concentrating more on going to alternative health for information.
And maybe, Jules, just as a thought that I'm going to throw in there, maybe the US are so much more, or are so far forward with this kind of stuff in comparison to Europe, for example, because of the way your healthcare system is, that people can't afford to go to the hospitals, and, you know, they haven't got the medical insurance to cover them. So they've had to go out and find alternative ways to heal.
Yes, actually, if you don't have medical insurance, you're actually forced into thinking about alternative medicine. And, you know, it's really kind of a blessing because it's forcing people to take responsibility for their health.
Yeah, absolutely. And that really is, you know, what you said there, taking responsibility is so important. And this is, you know, what we teach in Law of Attraction, that you are responsible for your own life. And the moment that you stop blaming and the moment that you stop expecting other people to give you what you need in life, the moment that you say, okay, I am responsible. No matter what I'm experiencing, good or bad, it's my responsibility. And now, through taking that responsibility, you can make a difference in how you move forward and what your future looks like. Whether it's, you know, whether it's your relationships, whether it's your health, whether it's your career. And it really is that important to take the responsibility. Because really what we've been doing is passing ourselves over to other people to help us, you know. When you think about, oh, I've got, you know, I'm sick, I've got a cold, or I've got pains, the automatic thing is go to the doctor. And if the doctor can't tell you what's wrong with you, then you go into a bit of a panic, you go into a bit of a frenzy, yeah? If you don't leave with some kind of prescription that's saying, go and buy this medication, again, you go into some kind of frenzy. You know, what's going to happen to me? I'm sick, nobody knows what's wrong. Whereas if we take that responsibility and we don't rely on a medicine and we don't rely on a doctor's analysis, you know, yes, it's great for them to tell you what it actually is, but then we say, okay, so this is what I've got. How can I fix this? You know, you hear about people who have had, you know, three different types of cancers and a brain tumor, and they've healed in 6 months to 12 months, you know? Give a person in that situation, you know, just a few years ago, you know, we would all think that we were doomed. Nobody's going to survive through all of that. But the fact is that, you know, we can heal our lives. We can heal ourselves. We can create a life we love. We've just got to understand how, and that's really important. And that, Jules, is where people like myself and you and all your other radio show hosts and all the people who do the coaching and energy work and all that kind of stuff, you know, we're the people that are giving the information so that people can lead different lives. And I have a little saying, change your past to make way for your future. Heal your past to make way for your future, you know. And it really is that important.
Oh, that is great. Well, let's tell everyone about your show and who some of your guests are and what you hope to accomplish with your show.
I have a huge desire to give people the tools to help them become successful in all they do. So we've talked about relationships and health and wealth and careers and spirituality. So I want to give people the tools to help them become successful. So Europe's Secret to Success is all about providing the audience with people who are experts and gurus and mentors, geniuses and so on, so that they can give their tools and techniques, that they can give their expertise to help people really make changes in their life. So I've got Linda Dyer, who was one of the 58 people who was filmed for The Secret. She's coming on Monday, and she's going to be talking about how we can really become responsible for everything that comes into our lives from a neuro-linguistic programming point of view. I've got Michael Lozier, who is an NLP and Law of Attraction expert. And then for the month of October, I'm doing an Inspirational Women Month where I'm interviewing four women who have gone from absolutely nothing. This is not a single penny left in their pockets to millionaires and multimillionaires. And they're going to be sharing how they have done it and how, you know, the Law of Attraction was a pivotal point in helping them get there. I'm also speaking to other Law of Attraction experts just to really pick their brains to see, you know, to give the audience something different and to give them new perspectives. because this kind of work isn't about giving our opinions. It's about giving information so that people can do with it as they please when they're ready. So if I can provide those resources, you know, through the people that I'm interviewing, then I'm going to be really happy. I will be achieving what I've set out to do. And I'm really excited. I'm really, really excited. I'm excited to be meeting all these people myself. I still have a lot to learn. You know, this is a lifelong learning. And I'm really excited to be hearing people's points of views and, you know, what works for them and what doesn't work for them. It's a really exciting time for Europe right now, I believe.
Absolutely, and I'm so glad you're on the network. I've got to say, I've listened to your first couple of shows, and I loved them. I thought that they were so informative, and you've got some really, really tremendous guests, really well-known law of attraction experts coming on. And, of course, your guests are coming from all over the world, just not Europe, too. So this is, again, very exciting.
They're going to be from all over the world. However, for the month of October, Stephanie Hale, she used to be a BBC broadcaster and newsreader, she's put together, it's called Women's Millionaire Boot Camp, which is being held in London at the end of October. And she basically interviewed 10 women to find out their secrets to success, to find out how they went from zero to hero. And she's British. In fact, she was born not far from where I was born. And she's really going to be talking about her transformation and what led her to write this book. From there, she's put together the Women's Millionaire Boot Camp, and I've got three of the presenters who are actually based in the UK. I think one of them is Australian. I can't remember, actually. But they are all based in the UK. And I've also got a gentleman called Hemal Radia, who's also based in London, who is also a law of attraction expert. So I'm really trying to dig out these experts in Europe, you know. But of course, there are so many wonderful people out there that just have such a whole host of information that they can pass to other people and that they want to pass to other people. But I'm not going to ignore the rest of the world. I'm just going to be interviewing everybody and anybody that I think can give us something special.
Thank goodness for the internet. And we're not restricted to just one general area. The world is at our fingertips.
You know, Jules, it's absolutely magnificent. This world is changing. We're moving forward. We're really uniting, you know, with the internet, with things like Twitter and all these social medias. We're uniting as a world, and that is remarkable. Who could have ever thought that we would have been doing this even just a few years ago? You know, the world is really moving forward, and without people realizing it, they are raising their vibrations in ways that, you know, that they could never have dreamed would be possible. And through these you know, information networks, social media and so on, it really is the next step to us creating a world that we love, not just creating our own lives, but creating a world that we love, because there's so much out there. There's so much out there for us all to enjoy.
That is wonderful. I agree 100%. We are running out of time, but I just want to let everybody know that Natasha will be teaching a course at the University of Attraction in Cyrus World. So everyone be on the lookout for that. She's going to be absolutely fantastic. Natasha, thank you so much for coming on. It's evening in Belgium and it's morning here in California, but thank you so much for coming on and being a part of the network, and especially for reaching out and touching the world, shifting the consciousness. I am thrilled that you have chosen to do this.
Jules, it's been an absolute honor to be on your show. I am so happy to be one of your Law of Attraction Radio Network hosts. This is absolutely, you know, more than I could ever have asked the universe for. Thank you very much for your time. I look forward to listening to more of your shows and to listening to the other host shows as well. I'd be really happy to have so many more new listeners all over the world, not just in Europe. And people can find me www.natashaabudarham.com. And that's NatashaAbudarham for mother. And I'm really happy that I've got such a long name, because I think that, I used to hate it as a child and I absolutely love it as an adult, but I'm really reluctant to change it when I get married to my boyfriend next year.
And that's another show. So to all the wonderful listeners out there, I love you all, and we will talk to you in 1 week. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. For more information, go to Law of Attraction Radio Network at lawofattracttalkradio.com or lawofattractiontools.com.